We come now to the hour one nugget. I love doing this, and I love studying scripture in this way. I want you to imagine that you get a letter through the post. And as you look at that letter, it comes from an attorney, or it comes from a solicitor, a lawyer. And the letter just simply says, "Dear, whatever your name is, would you mind stopping by my office? You can phone my secretary on this number to make an appointment. I need to see you on a matter of urgency." So you get this letter. First of all, I want to imagine how many of you would be thinking, "Oh my gosh, what's happened? Oh no. Oh no." And you're really nervous about it. How many of you will be thinking, "Well, that's going to be interesting. Right, I'll make an appointment now." So you make an appointment to see your lawyer, your attorney, your solicitor, whoever. And you're sitting outside his office waiting to be called in. And suddenly he calls you in. And he says, "Thank you so much for coming. Take a seat." And you sit down. And then the lawyer says to you, "I'm here to tell you that you have an inheritance. Comes from your Auntie Hilda." And she has instructed me on her death to tell you that you will be coming into an inheritance. And you immediately are surprised by that, and you say, "Maybe, what sort of figure are we talking about?" And he says this to you, "I cannot tell you the figure." "Why?" you say. "Simply because we have not calculated her wealth yet. I need you. Actually, it's almost incalculable. She has so much. She's got estates all over the world, and it's all been left to you. You have the entire amount. You have the lot. All of this inheritance. How pleased would you feel? How happy and delighted would you feel? You'd think, all my troubles are over. That's it. I don't have to worry anymore. I've got all of this inheritance. Thank you, Lord." You would be overjoyed and overwhelmed. Let's look now at Scripture. Let's go to 1 Peter, and let's go to the first chapter, and then we'll go to verse 4, and it says this, "And we have a priceless," get this word, priceless, without cost, we don't know, we can't calculate, "we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you." Then it goes on to say, "Pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of decay and change." And we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. Beloved, I am here to tell you today that in glory, you have an inheritance. And Peter is telling us today that that inheritance is priceless. So why do we doubt? Why do we worry? Why are we concerned with the things of this world when we know what we are expecting in the next, an inheritance that is priceless? Jesus said, "I am going to prepare a place for you. In this place, there are many mansions." Beloved, there's a mansion there for you. And it is better beyond anything you could ever wildly imagine. In glory, you have a priceless inheritance. That inheritance is coming to you when you pass from this land to the next. We looked the other day at verse 3 that says this, "All praise and to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and now we live with great expectation." And part of that expectation, Peter goes on to say, is this wonderful inheritance, this priceless inheritance that you are going to receive. But beloved, I'm here to tell you that you can begin here, right now, right at this very second. You can begin to touch that inheritance. You can touch that inheritance by worshiping and praising your Heavenly Father who has given you this inheritance. I want you just to think and consider for a moment exactly what God Almighty has given to you. I could list them, but I don't need to. All I need to do is tell you about two. One of them is his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross at Calvary for you. For you, beloved. That's who he did it for. He didn't do it for anyone else. He did it for you. He died for you that you might have eternal life, and you might have the grace that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to us. Because of him, you will not perish. Because of him, you will have eternal life. Life everlasting, forever and ever and ever. And you will live with this priceless inheritance that God the Father has promised you right now. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. He is so wonderful. Our Lord God Almighty is so wonderful, beloved. He sent his Son into this world that we would be with him forever in eternity, so that you can live with the beauty of this priceless inheritance that he has got for you right now. And beloved, there's something else. He will not stop loving you. His love for you is agape. His love for you is unquestionable. It continues forever and ever and ever. It is quite simply without condition. It is unconditional. Agape. And he says to you right now, right at this very second, your Heavenly Father is whispering in your ear and he's saying, I love you. I love you so much. I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. You can trust me. You can put your trust in me. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word and thank you for your gift of eternal life. Thank you for the inheritance you have for us. And this inheritance is different to every single person, Lord. I know that. This is our priceless, priceless inheritance. And I give you the glory, Lord, and the honor and the power. Father, let your love flow now. You are Let us be empty vessels to receive your love in such power, in such force, Lord, that you change our lives yet again. In Jesus' name, I pray.